Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Around the World in 70 Days on CGMQ 88.9 FM, where I discuss important current events and their relationship to our local community. Today, I'd like to discuss the Francophonie Week, an international movement to support, discuss, and share the culture of the French-speaking world and its political implications. Then, I'd like to discuss rising oil prices and its effect on the federal budget. And then, the new Quebec budget and its highlights and its implication on next fall's elections. Let's get right into it. First, let's talk about the Francophonie Week. Each year, on March 20th, is the International Day of la Francophonie, and it's celebrated around the world, in French-speaking countries, but also in places where the French language is less widespread. This year, the day falls under the theme of la Francophonie de l'avenir, to highlight the support of the Francophonie to young people and their aspirations, particularly in the fields of entrepreneurship, digital technology, and sustainable development. So, how is the world and Quebec celebrating? Several events across the world and Canada are being organized in order to celebrate, brainstorm solutions to the issues facing the French-speaking community, and to bring the French-speaking community together. Notable events include one with the Institute of the Francophonie on March 17th, called Engage for a Durable Francophonie, organized to highlight the links between science, public policies, consumption, entrepreneurship, and finance, to help achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. The speakers included the Assistant Deputy Minister for the International Relations and the Francophonie, an assistant professor from Laval University who focuses on the adoption of eco-responsible behaviors and accelerating change, and there was also the Chief Scientist of Quebec, who spoke of modernizing consumption and production methods, scientific diplomacy to stimulate research and development. There were also many other speakers that brought together participants in a manner to allow the international organization to fine-tune its actions within the framework for its new four-year program. As well, on the same day, on March 17th, there is an event presented by the United Nations Association in Canada of Greater Montreal. This event resulted from a collaboration between that organization and the Francophonie Sans Frontières, aiming to create channels of conversation between political circles, academic research, and the world of culture and the arts, who are interested in the influence of the French language in Quebec and around the world. The panels consisted of discussions and reflections on two major issues affecting the future of the French world: the place of French in institutional relations of international organizations, and cultural pluralism and multilingual minorities in the French-speaking world. There was also an event put on by the Alliance Française Ottawa in order to bring French speakers together over casual conversations and to discuss the importance of this week and month. There will be, and have been, several events put on by our local community in order to celebrate this time. On March 24th, the French Department of Bishop's University put on an event to engage in several games, notably word games, questionnaires, and discussions on the French language, culture, and community. Now, let's take the time to discuss how this week relates to Canadian politics. As we can see from these examples of events put on across Canada, the Francophonie is tied closely to the environment, politics, international relations, and culture across the globe. As such, several policies, ideas, and suggestions have been put forward in provincial and federal politics to support this community and bring the multitude of cultural backgrounds in Canada closer together. To give a quick overview of the community we're talking about, there are more than 10 million Francophones in Canada, and 2.7 million live outside of Quebec. As such, according to CABC News, Quebec is proposing setting aside one day every year to celebrate Canadian Francophonie as part of a three-year plan to reinforce the French language across the country. Treasury Board Chair Sonia Lebel says she will push for the adoption of March 22nd as the official day at the National Assembly, and an occasion for Quebecers to learn more about other Francophone communities. The proposal was part of an 80 solutions policy revealed at a news conference where she explained that Quebec has a role to play in supporting other French-speaking communities. She said, and I quote, "We are a minority in Canada. I think we have a responsibility to get to know each other better, to support each other better." She also explained that supporting French speakers doesn't diminish English communities, but it is a reminder that there are two official languages. The government also pledged additional funding towards the promotion of the French language across Canada. An additional $8 million over 3 years will be invested for a total of $24.5 million. This week, in some national news, I'll be discussing the rising prices in oil that I'm sure we've all noticed, and its relationship to Canadian politics, why it matters, and what it's doing to our government. In fact, the Canadian federal government is expected to acquire rather large increases in revenue due to high oil prices, offsetting any new or previously promised spending in an upcoming budget from Ottawa. Oil prices have risen higher than the finance department had expected, with no immediate signs of easing. According to Trevor Toome, an economist at the University of Calgary, the rise in prices could lower the federal deficit by as much as $5 billion because of higher corporate tax revenues from oil and gas companies. Toome said, and I quote, "That's more than the entire planned federal spending on new childcare initiatives," referring to the $4.9 billion over the next 12 months in new spending outlined in last year's federal budget. So, it's a meaningful improvement in the federal bottom line. According to CBC News, in December, the finance department's forecast said the government's bottom line would show a deficit of $58.4 billion for the fiscal year that starts in April, not including any new spending promises following the 2 years of even deeper deficits. The Parliamentary Budget Office at the start of March forecasted the deficit next year would be $47.9 billion because of the higher-than-anticipated tax revenues. This increase could provide enough fiscal room for the Liberals' remaining platform promises, which the Budget Office estimated at $48.5 billion. The Liberals aren't likely to walk back on these promises, especially anything linked to efforts to close a housing affordability gap. But they may temper spending, lest it be seen as adding to inflation rates at three-decade highs. Freeland has yet to announce a date for the new budget, but the document is expected to be released before the end of April, and the budget is also expected to be economically conservative, considering the struggles many Canadians are facing with rising prices in gas and food. This week in provincial news, I'd also like to talk about our provincial budget. It being that time of year, it's nice to see the relationship between the budget and politics, and what that will mean for our province moving forward. This most recent budget will be the Coalition Avenir Quebec's government's last one before this fall's provincial election, which leads to some pressures on the government to spend more than usual in order to have a better outlook moving into election season. Mia Homsky, director of the public policy think tank, the Institut du Québec, said, and I quote, "There's lots of pressure. People are complaining more and more about the impact of the higher cost of energy, food, and other things. I'm expecting checks for everybody." But she agrees that it's not what the government should be doing. While Quebec's finances are much better than they were after the 2008 recession, she said there are huge challenges for the province on the horizon. Quebec's growth is expected to falter in the years to come, partly due to an aging population that will need significant investments in health and long-term care. That's what I want. Now, let's take a look at some highlights in the budget. Here are the highlights of the budget presented by Finance Minister Éric Girard and as reported by the Canadian press. The Quebec government will provide a one-time $500 payment to 6.4 million Quebecers with incomes up to $100,000 to help mitigate the impact of high inflation. This measure will cost the government $3.2 billion. The amount will be paid automatically by Revenue Quebec to taxpayers who have filed their tax returns for the year 2021. The deficit for the 2022 to 2023 fiscal year is expected to be $6.5 billion, or $2 billion less than projected in the March 2021 budget. A return to a balanced budget is expected for 2027 to 2028. If the contribution to the Generations Fund is excluded, the budget would be balanced as early as 2023. The Minister of Finance is planning for $5.2 billion over 5 years to restore the healthcare system. The details of this plan to rebuild the system should be announced later on by the Health Minister. The government estimates the total financial impact of the measures put in place in the healthcare system to deal with the pandemic at $18.3 billion. This impact is calculated over a 5-year period up to 2025. Growth in health and human services spending will reach 6.3% in 2022. In education, projected spending growth is expected to reach 5.4% in 2022. In order to promote access to housing in a context of rising rent costs and low vacancy rates, Quebec is devoting $634 million over 6 years to increase the supply of social housing. These investments will make it possible to complete the delivery of 3,500 units, in addition to building 1,000 additional units under the Quebec Affordable Housing Program. The government expects that the Quebec economy will grow by 2.7% in 2022 and 2% in 2023. By 2021, GDP had jumped 6.3%, following the decline of 5.5% in 2020. The gross debt-to-GDP ratio will be 43.1% in 2022, and the government plans to lower it to 41.9% in 2026. If net debt, which is total government liabilities minus financial assets, is taken into account, Quebec's net debt-to-GDP ratio is 39.8%, higher than the Canadian average of 33%. British Columbia has the best record at 16.6%, and Newfoundland and Labrador is last at 43.5%. Overall, for this budget, total revenue will be $138.5 billion because of tax revenue, and total spending will be $144.9 billion. And that's all I have for you today. I encourage you to look upon these rising prices and budget updates with a political lens and to see what this means for upcoming elections and how it can affect our local community looking forward. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Rhiann with CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'll talk with you next week. Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on-